coronavirus hospitalizations continue to rise in Boulder County. Data reported Monday by Boulder County Public Health shows 131 residents now hospitalized with COVID-19. Statewide hospitalizations are above 1,800. The overall case numbers are going down in Boulder County, but health officials say cases may rise again as a result of people gathering over Thanksgiving. And Colorado lawmakers began their special session on Monday. The focus is a $328 million package of COVID-19 relief. Proposals include help for small businesses, child care providers, renters, and landlords, among others. The session comes in part as a response to the lack of action at the federal level on additional COVID assistance programs. Some Republican lawmakers declined to wear masks at times, despite protocols in place at the state capitol requiring masks. The legislature expects to conclude their business later this week. They will reconvene again in early January for their regular 2021 session. And Longmont residents will get a chance to weigh in on a proposed Costco in their city. Steve Miller reports.
The package the city staff has negotiated is to attract Costco to build a 150,000-square-foot store inside Longmont. Tonight's public hearings will be detailing the proposed city deal with Costco and the current owners of the 17-acre Costco site. The property is located in southeast Longmont, south of East Ken Pratt Boulevard. On November 17th, City Council members unanimously voted their initial approval. After this evening's public hearing, Council is to vote on giving final approval of the project. The Council meeting will be virtual, starting at 7 o'clock this evening. Go to longmont.primegov.com to join the meeting. For the public participation of the hearing, Mayor Brian Bagley will announce when people can begin calling in. The city's incentives include the purchase of the property, its share of the cost of having the infrastructure in place for Costco to begin building its store, along with other city expenses, are estimated at more than $12 million. First-year sales tax revenue by adding a Costco to the city's tax base is estimated at around $4 million. Costco is projected to add 260 jobs with an average yearly wage of over $58,000. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.